R6, and share the word with us. God bless you, Jen.
God bless you, too. Thank you, Bob. The website to get any of those books is lightofword.org, with no the in it. But anyway, I'm excited to share this morning, and I'm going to be talking about how Satan is under our feet. And so I want to begin in Ephesians 1 and verse 20. And I'm going to read from the Aramaic translation first here. This is he, or it's talking about God, who worked in Christ and raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heaven, higher than all rulers and authorities and powers and lordships, and higher than every name that is named, not only in this world, but in the coming one also. And he subjected everything under his feet, and he gave him who is higher than all to be the head of the church, which is his body and the fullness of him who is filling all in all. God put everything under Christ's feet, under his feet, and that includes every name that is named. King James says, far above every name. So whatever name we want to put on this thing that's going on with the coronavirus, that name has to be under his feet too. And all powers and all authorities in this world, Christ is higher than any of them, and we are his body. So everything is under our feet too. It's Christ in us, right? So all things are under our feet. This is sort of referring to a way in the Old Testament when they had a victory, like in Joshua. Joshua defeated a series of five kings, and they would take their feet and lay the person down on, lay the kings down on the ground, and then put their foot on their neck to symbolize that they had won the victory. And that putting under his feet has that idea that he has won the victory for us, and thus we have the victory too. Now I want to go to Romans 16 in verse 20. And there's this really beautiful, wonderful promise here that I think is very apropos for this particular time that we're living in. And it says, and the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. And the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. That word bruise is really interesting because it can, I'll just give you some definitions or synonyms that you can use. It means to break or break in pieces. The break in pieces, an example of that was when in Mark 5, the legion would break his shackles. He broke them in pieces. Another synonym is crush, shatter one's strength, or trample. And that reminds me of Genesis 3:15, how Christ was going to bruise Satan's head. And he did do that when he was raised from the dead. That's what it said in Ephesians, was when God raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavens, that's when everything became under his feet. So the idea of bruising or breaking, that the God of peace will bruise Satan under your feet. So because we have Christ in us, the things that are going on can be under our feet too. And it says that he is going to do it shortly. And that is also a really wonderful word because it could mean soon or coming. But it could also mean suddenly or unexpectedly. Eventually, everything is going to be put together when Christ returns. And so we have that to look forward in the future. But I believe that this is talking about what we have now, too. That suddenly or unexpectedly, Satan's purposes can be thwarted or his influence destroyed and his powers paralyzed. Don't you love all those words? Everybody has the idea that we are to be subject to all these things going on, but that's not really true. What is true is that everything is under our feet because it's under Christ's feet. And the God of peace, who wants peace for his family and for really the whole world, anybody who will accept it, he is the one that is going to bruise Satan under our feet. Andrew Womack has a really great quote that I heard about. It says, if you want to give the devil a message, write it on the bottom of your shoes. And I was reminded then of the armor of God and how shoes, or the sandals, are one of the pieces of the armor. And it says, bind on your feet the sandals of the gospel of peace. So there we have peace again, too. God wants us to live in peace. He wants us to also stand together. We stand in that peace. We stand with all things under our feet. So we can write on the bottom of our shoes that God is going to bruise Satan. And like we read even yesterday with in Romans 8, is that he turns evil to good. He always has a plan. And the ultimate plan is going to come to pass. But his purposes now can be thwarted as we stand together and stand with all the whole armor of God as well. I was at an exhibit of King Tut one time at the Natural History Museum, and one of the most intriguing things I found there and saw was a copy of King Tut's sandals. They were made out of gold, almost solid gold, just woven through. But on the bottom of his sandals were written the names of his enemies. So all of his enemies he had written on the bottom of the sandals. So every time he wore those sandals and walked anywhere, he was declaring that those enemies were defeated. So that's what we can do, too. The sandals that the Roman soldier wore had studs on the bottom of them so that there would be a firm platform for the soldier to stand on. And that's what we have. We have all things in Christ, and we can stand really firmly upon that and not let anything in this world shake us. I was also reminded of the idea of how when we have the armor on, then it's like a person who is just a normal person. He wears regular clothes. But he's actually, like my son-in-law, Nick, a police sergeant. So when he puts on his uniform and says he's ready to go to work, he straps on his gun, he puts on his shield and his badge and his, all the different equipment that he has, he carries it with him. And when people see him, they see the authority that he has. They see how he represents the government. So wherever he goes and however he is working, he is representing the government and the police department. And people stop and say, there's the policeman. So that's the same thing. When we have the armor on, we should be being recognized in this world that we have authority, that there is nothing, when we speak something, it's going to come to pass. Remember it said in Ephesians that Christ is higher than every name that is named. Every single name. And so him much, much greater authority than a policeman even. But because it's Christ in us, and that's a plural us, then we can also stand and have things under our feet, no matter what they are. We can walk with great victory, we can walk with confidence, and we can walk with authority and declare that God, the God of peace, is going to bruise Satan under our feet shortly. We don't know how. It could be unexpectedly. It could be suddenly. But it will be soon. So my exhortation is to think about it today, to write whatever you want on the bottom of your shoes and walk out with great confidence, knowing that all things are under our feet and that we can stand together. And like Bob read earlier, we can quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. God bless you.
Well, that was superb, Jan. Thank you very, very much. You know what I'd like to do right now is I'd like for us just to each one of us quietly pray and take what we just learned here. And you have anything that you need to take care of, that you need God to take care of, I want you just to imagine yourself writing it on the bottom of your feet and then just stepping out on it. And so I'm just, let's do that. Just quietly lift whatever you need to that's on your heart, situations, individuals, challenges, and just go to the Father right now and just picture yourself putting that on the bottom of your feet and then walking out, seeing God work mightily.
For your love and your care for us. We know that you are the God of peace, that you're also the God of love and of mercy and of grace. And the rest of that verse says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. We're so thankful to be able to live in this time of grace and to be able to cast our care to you in every single way and know that you care for us more than anything and that you already know the end from the beginning. You know what all of this is supposed to do, and we trust you, Father. We just cast it to you and thank you for continuing to teach us, to help us to grow and to be able to rely upon that grace and your love for us even greater today than we did yesterday. Thank you for all of your tremendous family all around the world and for how you're working in each person. And we just are so privileged to be able to be part of this great church here, the body of Christ, and feel connected to each person even though we don't know them. So thank you for all of that, and thank you for how you sent your son and you raised him from the dead, and you seated him at your right hand, and that's what we can stand on. We love you, praise you, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.